So I just walked up these gorgeous wooden stairs and was landing at the top with this expansive view into this large conference area. And I was walking down the hallway toward the room where our introduction would be happening, an introduction to the conference, and where we would be listening to the first speaker for the morning. And as I'm walking toward the doorway into this room where the conference would begin, there's a woman standing just outside the door, and she's leaning against the wall in that large hallway. And it's clear that something's wrong, so I slow my pace, kind of, both not wanting to interrupt her and also wanting to be available if she needs me without kind of being too disruptive. So as I'm slowly walking toward her, I can see that she's just kind of curled up against the wall. And I'm trying to assess, is she crying? Is she sick? What might be going on? And after maybe 20 seconds or so, the woman kind of abruptly stands up, squares her shoulders, and walks into the door, into the room where I'm also going. And so I walk in right behind her, and as I go find my seat in this conference room full of people that I don't know, I see that she, instead of walking out into the crowd to find her seat, she walks up to the front and stands off to the left at the front of the room. There are all these people sitting out there in the audience. It's maybe an audience of 120 people or so. And then another woman walks to the front of the room, and she starts introducing us to the event. She's clearly the MC of our conference, of our morning anyway. And she's introducing us to the event and giving us some of the logistics. And then she starts to go into an introduction to our morning speaker. And she describes a woman with incredible experience, a leader inside of a very large international training company, and a woman who has spoken all over the country. And then she hands the floor over to the woman on the left who was just standing outside, curled against the wall. And the same woman who I had just watched and wondered if she was going to need my help. And I watch as that woman walks to the front of the room and takes a deep breath, looks around, and begins to sing. This most beautiful voice comes from just the center of her belly, from her heart. And she sings maybe a whole verse of a song. I can't even remember what song. I was so mesmerized by this experience. And then after she finishes this verse of the song, she begins to speak. And she starts to tell us about how she hasn't sung in many, many years, and how she became so frightened and kind of almost paralyzed by this choice that she had made to begin her speech with singing, that she just stood outside the door, really, considering fleeing the scene, just totally petrified to come in, even though she was a very experienced speaker, had spoken in many different places to audiences of every size. But just this choice she had made, this commitment she had made to herself to push her own edges and get up there and sing as the opening to her speech had almost taken her down. And then she went into talking about her topic for the morning, and you could see her confidence rise, and she kind of got into her groove. But I've never forgotten this experience, and I think of it often when I'm about to go into a new audience, or when I'm about to push my own edges around storytelling, or tell, especially when I'm going to tell my own stories, for example, which is something that pushes my edges and really scares me at times. I always remember that woman, and I remember how I saw her nearly losing it. And watched her totally come alive and deliver an incredible presentation. In fact, I wrote her a long email after her presentation that day because I was affected by so many things she said. Not only watching that transformation in the beginning that she took herself through, but many things she said that day. And I use that as inspiration and a reminder that we can do these hard, scary things. So I share this story with you because I want to share that that idea with you. We can do hard things. In fact, it's those hard things, those moments where we invite ourselves into our own transformation, where the most incredible things can show up for us and our audiences.